For us to truly understand the first treaty and the impact it has or could have on us, we then need to know the rest of the story. Who is this person, Nathan? And what's so special about him? He was a general for Syria. He contracted leprosy. He defeated Israel a bunch of times. And when he contracted leprosy, he went to all his gods. And not a single god could heal him. Not knowing where to turn, a little girl stood up and said, "I know where you can get healed." This little girl was Jewish. She was a slave, because David took her and gave her to his wife to be her slave. And she said, "The God of Israel, and there's a prophet in Israel that can heal you." So he went to Israel, taking a small entourage of his gold, furs, food, spices, anything he thought of value to give to Jerusalem. The king wanted nothing to do with him. Prophet Elijah said, "Come, speak to me." He came down and spoke with his servants, Elijah's servants, and they told him, "Go plunge yourself 7 times in the Jordan." David was angry at that point. He said, "How come he didn't speak to me? Why do I have to go into the Jordan and plunge myself 7 times? That's beneath me. That river is dirty, muddy. We got better rivers where I'm from in Syria." One of his servants said, "You came this far. Why not just try it?" He did, and was healed. The bravery of the girl shows us that she showed the love of God to another and helped Naaman to start seeing the compassion of our God, of God the Father. And if we look at today's gospel, taking out compassion first, those lepers should have been killed. By the law of Moses, they should have been heard by Jesus. They should have been anywhere near Jesus. But they dared. And Jesus showed them compassion. He didn't say, "You horrible people." He told them. He didn't really heal them if you really listened closely. He said, "Go present yourself to the priest." And they were healed. Our Lord shows us compassion and showed these lepers compassion today. Because compassion, when we get to the root word of it, means to suffer with. Our Lord didn't say, "You horrible people." He suffered with them and had them walk. Naaman had to come to be healed. And Elijah suffered with him. When we show others true compassion, we start showing others a love that is second to none. A love that wills the good for another for the sake of the kingdom. When we show that love and compassion, we start showing the mercy and love of Jesus. Because we have a Lord who showed us compassion from the cross, who suffered for us, who willed a greater love for us, willing the good for us, and wants us to follow him and to receive him. Because when we allow ourselves to receive our Lord in the sacraments, we start allowing ourselves to be engulfed by our Lord. He wants to heal us of our infirmities, in our brokenness, in our sinfulness. Because leprosy is a good example for us to follow. Not that we should go get leprosy. But leprosy attacks the skin. As it attacks the skin, it deadens the nerve endings on the skin. And it slowly starts opening up. And the people don't feel it. Their skin is numb to it. And that's how sin attacks us from the inside out. We slowly become numb to our sinful ways. And that's why we need those sacraments in our hearts, in our lives, so we don't become numb to the sinful ways that we follow. Maybe it's dealing with that addiction that you're dealing with over and over, whatever it might be, unforgiveness, anger, whatever it is, our Lord is challenging us to let go of it. Because if we don't, it becomes like a leprosy in our bodies. And we'll become numb and not even realize that we're living in a sinful way. So let us challenge ourselves to start taking serious who is on this altar. Our Lord's very body, blood, soul, and divinity, the source and summit of our faith, wants to be part of our lives, wants to be part of our hearts, and wants us to grow in His love. And when we take serious the Lord on this altar, we take serious the sacrament of confession, where we sit before our Lord, not a priest, not a bishop, but before Christ Jesus Himself. And He shows us His mercy and love, and shows us compassion in our sinful ways. So that is our challenge this week. How are you going to show another compassion and love?